96ARN. News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 5th of May 2024. Now on with the show.
Hello from Dennis, VK6AKR. On behalf of the club, I would just like to acknowledge the funerals on Monday 29th of the late Wally VK6KZ and Jim VK6JP, and to thank those amateurs who were able to attend, and there were quite a few. Both families expressed their gratitude for the recognition of their losses and were heartened by the show of camaraderie of the amateur community. Wally was, of course, a founding member of the WAVHF group, and Jim was involved with Wison from a very early stage, contributing greatly to the safety of many car rallies held here in WA. The amateur community is richer for your involvement, Wally and Jim. May you rest in peace. Until next time, this is Dennis for the WAVHF group. Listeners are always welcome at our activity days, so if you are in the Applecross area on the first or third Saturdays afternoons, please call in. 73.
Good morning, campers. The month of May is not far away, and that means it's time to mark on the calendar the third annual Southern Electronics Group Man Up Ham Camping Weekend of the May 17th to 19th. If you haven't been before, ham camping is a casual weekend getaway for hams and other registered HF users like AusTravelNet and VKS737 and their significant others to drag the swag, the van or the tent down to Man Up Sports Ground for a weekend of radio and social activity. There's plenty of room to camp. There's some big trees to throw a line over, hot showers, a camp kitchen, terrific fire pit to sit around after dark, and of course, time to sit and chat over the weekend with like-minded radio enthusiasts. Food and drinking water is BYO. The kitchen and amenities are powered, but there's no power available for campsites. It's been known to rain, fog, and then bright sunshine, often on the same day, so you need to come prepared. Camping is the usual low price of $10 per person per night. There'll be a square card reader on the weekend available and SEG can take online payments. Boyer Brook has a great car museum and other attractions if you want to visit town 15 minutes away while you're here. We maintain a Ham Campsion Facebook page for up-to-date information and you can contact me at VK6EK, that's Victor Kilo Sierra India X-Ray Echo Kilo at gmail.com. We hope to see you there. This is Darren, VK6EK, for the Southern Electronics Group.
Time is passing quickly, and as the sun doesn't stop rising and setting, it's time to dust off your calendars. Grab a permanent marker and write it in. The NCRG Ham Fest is on again come August 25th, 2024. You won't be surprised to find the event at the Cyril Jackson Rec Centre at the end of Fisher Street in Bassendean. What else do we love about Hamfest? The raffle. This year the raffle will have four prizes. An Andrews communication voucher worth $2,000. A Yaesu FTM 300, $699. A Yaesu FT70DR worth $299. And if Yaesu isn't your brand, there's a $100 voucher from Horizon Antennas. Tickets are $5 per entry, available for sale across New South Wales, the NT, Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania, Victoria, and of course, Western Australia. You'll have to wait another month or two for the raffle start date of the 25th of June, with the raffle ending at 12 noon on the 25th of August at the NCRG Hamfest. Start saving, with full details appearing on the NCRG website before the raffle starts. I'm Glyn, Victor Kilo 6, Papa Alpha Whiskey, for the Northern Corridor Radio Group. 73.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750, or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
If you happen to listen to the right part of the 80-metre band on a Tuesday evening, you might hear something that sounds like this. The CQQRS net has been running every single Tuesday for the last 2 years and has been unbelievably popular. There are usually half a dozen, and a couple of times up to 18 stations, popping in and out when they can over the 4 or 5 hours. The aim is to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment, where slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or just to enjoy the banter. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed, we'd love to have you join in. The net starts at 0900 Zulu every Tuesday on 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kilohertz, and there's stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our weekly CQQRS RagChew newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via my email address on qrz.com, or you can email me direct, mark.bosma@icloud.com. That is mark.bosma@icloud.com. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So once again, Tuesdays from 0900 Zulu until late, between 3540 kHz and 3570 kHz. Cheers from Mark, VK2KI and VK6QI.
You may notice that News West has been light on for content lately, and I've been playing a lot of repeat stories, but you can help us to change that by sending your stories or contributions through to newswest@vk6.net.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6 ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. In the early 1920s, long-distance communication using radio was a growing interest. At the time, it was thought that communication that we take for granted today, over long-distance HF, was limited to long-wave or extremely low frequencies. The lower the better. With that restriction came massive antennas and high-power transmitters, available only to commercial and government stations. Then radio amateurs let the cat out of the bag by discovering that so-called shortwave radio could be heard all across the globe. As an aside, today, shortwave seems quaint, because we've discovered that even shorter waves can be used to communicate, right down to nanometer communication as shown by NASA in its XCOM technology demonstration on the 12th of May 2019. On a daily basis, we use 120mm and 60mm waves when we use 2.4 and 5 GHz Wi-Fi, for example. As a result of the discovery of shortwave radio, a gold rush emerged. There was a hunger in the community for radio. Businesses and communities adopted the new medium. There were radio courses being taught in universities. Church services and other forms of entertainment started filling the airwaves. Comedy, talk shows, music, concerts, serials and dramas spread across the electromagnetic spectrum, and radio amateurs who had discovered the phenomenon were running the risk of being pushed aside by commercial interests willing to pay for access. As I've said before, in many countries at the time, amateur radio was actively discouraged. Sometimes it was even illegal. Before we continue, I should quote some statements made about radio before the Gold Rush, which at the time was seen as telegraphy without wires. In 1865, a Boston Post editorial proclaimed, "Well-informed people know it is impossible to transmit the voice over wires, and that were it possible to do so, the thing would be of no practical value." Lord Kelvin, president of the Royal Society, said, "Radio has no future," and went on to say, "Wireless is all very well, but I'd rather send a message by a boy on a pony." He also said, "Heavier than air machines are impossible," and "X-rays will prove to be a hoax." Not all statements aged as badly. The New York Times said in 1899, "All the nations of the earth would be put upon terms of intimacy, and men would be stunned by the tremendous volume of news and information that would ceaselessly pour in upon them." Back to the IARU. Before a business trip to Europe, the board of directors of the ARRL asked their president, Hiram Percy Maxim, to encourage international amateur relations, which on 12 March 1924 resulted in a dinner given at the Hotel Lutetia in Paris, according to Hiram, a certain dining room by the most distinguished radio men of Europe. Hiram goes on to say that, "This ARRL president has sat in a good many very impressive radio meetings in the past, ranging from Maine to California, but he has never sat in a meeting where there was quite as much thrill as at this meeting in Paris, where the amateurs of 9 different countries sat down together." The countries were France, Great Britain, Belgium, Switzerland, Italy, Spain, Luxembourg, Canada, and the United States. Hiram remarks that, quote, "Denmark was represented by a letter in which regret was expressed at the inability to have a representative present and asked that the amateurs of Denmark be counted in," end quote. You should dig up a copy of the May 1924 edition of QST to get a sense of occasion, where the ARRL president compares the thrill of the hamfest to the atmosphere during that dinner and pities those who have never experienced it. During the meeting, it was decided to form an organization, which was going to be called the International Amateur Radio Union. A temporary committee was formed that appointed Hiram Maxim as the chair and Dr. Pierre Corret as secretary to take charge of the details to create a permanent organization. The final decision was to call for a General Amateur Congress on the Easter holiday of 1925, where the IARU would be formalized. On the 14th of April 1925, 250 radio amateurs from 23 countries met in Paris, and over the next 4 days the details of the new union were hammered out. Among those details were that the organization was chiefly for, quote, "the coordination and fostering of international two-way amateur communication," that it should be an organization by individual memberships until strong national societies had been formed in the principal nations and federation would be feasible, and that its headquarters would be located in the USA. End quote. The constitution was written over a day and night session, and by the morning of the 17th of April, every delegate had a copy, and then the hard work began, approving the constitution, section by section, by the entire Congress. On the morning of the 18th, elections were held and Hiram Uniform 1 Alpha Whiskey was elected international president. Gerald, Golf 2 November Mike, international vice president. Jean, Foxtrot 8 Golf Oscar, and Frank, Zulu 4 Alpha Alpha, councillors at large, and Kenneth, Uniform 1 Bravo Hotel Whiskey, international secretary treasurer. With the election complete, the IARU was officially in business. The new constitution was published in English, French, and Esperanto. Why Esperanto, you ask? In the middle of 1924, the ARRL adopted Esperanto as its official auxiliary language. According to Clinton B. DeSoto, Whiskey One Charlie Bravo Delta, author of a fabulous book, 200 Meters and Down, The Story of Amateur Radio, that might have been the highest official recognition that language ever received. Credit to Clinton for much of the timeline and wording I've shared here. I'll leave you with one final quote from his book. Clinton, Whiskey One Charlie Bravo Delta, writes, quote, "One day amateur television is bound to come. However remote though that day may be, it is indubitably inevitable that one day amateurs will be able to see each other as well as talk with each other, And when that day comes, the development of amateur radio as a social institution will have taken another great step forward, at least according to present standards. But by then the standards will have changed, and amateurs will have something more to work toward, and the ultimate will still not have arrived. There are always new goals, new horizons. May it fall to amateur radio to march many steps towards the goal of complete knowledge, ere its footprints are lost in the sands of time. End quote. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, reminding you that the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's May Bulletin goes to air tomorrow. This month, instead of the usual broadcast, once again we will offer an historical broadcast from years past by Alan Doble, VK3AMD, this time from April 2002. The latest news and information will be broadcast next month. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and to join in the callbacks afterwards. Full details of all transmission times, modes and frequencies are published on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC broadcasts. If none of these times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today, and if you do download the file, some brief feedback comments would be appreciated. Now some local broadcast details. Tomorrow, Phil, VK6 Golf X-Ray, will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz, starting at 8 a.m. Please note that this start of 8 a.m. is an hour earlier than usual. Also at 8 a.m. tomorrow, local time, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR network, Talk Group 5. At 10 a.m. local, the programme will be transmitted via the News West linked repeater system, simultaneously with a 40-metre transmission on 7088 kHz, again by Phil, VK6 Golf X-Ray. Our thanks to Phil for standing in for Chris, VK6JI, during Chris's unavailability. On Wednesday, May the 8th, we have a D-Star broadcast at 5:30 p.m. local time. This will be transmitted via the D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow AR Newsline. On Sunday, May the 12th, repeats of the RAOTC bulletin follow the 7 a.m. 160-metre and the 9 a.m. 40-metre broadcasts of the WIA News by Phil VK6GX. The next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the RAOTC in Perth is on Tuesday, May the 14th at the Woodbridge Hotel, 50 East Street, Guildford. We meet at 11:30 for midday lunch. An attractive, well-priced seniors menu is available, which can be viewed online. Everyone's welcome to join in and have an eyeball QSO. There's adequate car parking, but if coming by train, be sure to alight at Guildford East Station. Repeat, Guildford East. Full details are on the club website under the heading Luncheons. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the May RAOTC broadcast, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. 73 from Clive, VK6 CSW.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6 FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week.
please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast. Or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.